Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Brock Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Hisa. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Clark. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Manuel. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Woodson. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Woodson. And now, play ball. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm juggles the ball. That's an error on Soderholm. Scott moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Woodson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Manuel reaches second base with a double. Killebrew moves to third. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Manuel moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Jim Colburn now pitching. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Twins. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark juggles the ball. That's an error on Clark. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Auerbach fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Auerbach applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Manuel fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Manuel. Auerbach moves to third. Jim Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn strikes out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 0-for-1 in the game. Hysa hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Briggs throws the ball into Hysa, who tags Carew, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Nettles now playing right field. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Darwin strikes out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodson hits a line drive into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Auerbach hits a line drive towards short. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Colburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach misplays the ball. That's an error on Auerbach. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0-for-2 in the game. Heisa hits a fly ball into center field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manuel for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Darwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heise fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Bry now playing left field. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodson juggles the ball. That's an error on Woodson. Briggs moves to second. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Briggs moves to third. 1 out. Joe LaHood pinch hits for Ellie Rodriguez. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to second. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Briggs scores. Clark scores. LaHood moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for Jim Colburn. Wayne Granger now pitching. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. 2 outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaHood scores. Auerbach moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Twins. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is 0-for-3 in the game. Heise hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. John Felsk now catching. Joe LaHood now playing right field. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Wayne Granger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Granger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Granger reaches second base with a double. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball towards left. Briggs settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Briggs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson bunts towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. Granger moves to third. Nettles moves to second. 1 out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew is walked intentionally. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott strikes out. 1 out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Darwin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. LaHood hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Brewers. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Auerbach hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Felsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese pinch hits for Wayne Granger. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. Reese moves to second. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a line drive towards short. Auerbach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.